Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about GitHub security alerts. Now, this was released on November 16th, 2017, at least the blog post that I'm reading from it is. And I'm just going to run through this blog post and give you my thoughts on this because this security alerts feature is fantastic. And I think it's something you should be using, especially if you're using GitHub. It's a no-brainer to go and put it on. So let's get into it and talk about it. So basically, and read this excerpt to start. It says, last month, we made it easy for you to keep track of your projects, of the projects your code depends on with the dependency graph, currently supported in JavaScript and Ruby. Today, for the over 75% of GitHub projects that have dependencies, we're helping you do more than see those important projects. So with your dependency graph enabled, we'll now notify you when we detect a vulnerability in one of your dependencies and just suggest known fixes from the GitHub community. So this is a great feature. So if you're using GitHub, this is an absolute no-brainer. If it's a public repository, you automatically get this on for free. If you're on a private repo, you need to go in and manually enable it. Now, there's no cost to it that I can see. Certainly with projects I've enabled on, it hasn't cost me anything because I'm already a paying customer because I've got private repos. But basically, all you've got to do is opt in if you are using a private repository. So for each repository that's private, you need to go into your settings to the dependency graph section and enable those two features. Really, really important to do that. That's the only way you'll get it. So don't just think you've got it on your private repos. So pretty simple there. So what you can do from there, once you've enabled it, you can set notification preferences. So when your dependency graph is enabled, admins will receive security alerts by default. Admins can also add teams or individuals as recipients for security alerts in the dependency graph settings. So you can really notify who needs to be notified about potential issues there. Next thing is respond to alerts. When we notify you about a potential vulnerability, we'll highlight any dependencies that we recommend updating. If a known safe version exists, we'll select one using machine learning and publicly available data and include it in our suggestion. So this is a nice feature to have. So it's great to know, yes, there's some vulnerabilities. How do I solve that? Now, sometimes it's straightforward with CVEs. They'll explain the whole issue there and you can get around it in one way or another if you read the CVE information. Or there might be some known fixes. So maybe you just got to update a gem, for example, or update a package to a certain version and it's going to suggest that for you. So it makes it nice and easy there. So there's less cognitive load on you and less time freaking out thinking I've got a security hole in my project that potentially could cause some havoc. So it's really nice to see that there. Now, they're saying with the vulnerability coverage here, I'm going to read the whole excerpt. Vulnerabilities that have CVE IDs, so that's publicly disclosed vulnerabilities from the National Vulnerability Database, will be included in security alerts. However, not all vulnerabilities have CVE IDs. Even many publicly disclosed vulnerabilities don't have them. We'll continue to get better at identifying vulnerabilities as our security data grows. For more help managing security issues, check out their security partners in the GitHub marketplace. So they're basically saying the feature is there, it works, but there's potential for things to be missed. And that's just the way that security goes. No matter what tools you use, there's going to be something that's potentially going to miss something. So you can't 100% rely on it. So it's pretty important to make sure that you have other methods in place to check these kind of vulnerabilities and things like that. That's just a best practice or a good practice to do anyway. So if you combine those two things together, you should be having a pretty good time, I think, with your projects and you can kind of feel a bit more at ease. Now, if this is something you haven't been doing, I highly recommend doing it. So if you don't use GitHub, the other options are to find some tools that you can run against your repository and find out any security vulnerabilities, not just with your dependencies, but with anything else as well. So I do this on my Ruby projects. I've got a script that I've built, and that will basically run through various gems and give me a report on what security issues there are, what potential holes it could be, you know, etc. This is just going to remove one step for me and allow me just to focus on the other ones with those scripts, which is really, really nice. Now, support-wise, JavaScript and Ruby, but they are expecting support for 2018. So they're saying here with Python support coming in 2018. So that's nice to see there. And I'm sure the features with the security alerts are going to get better and better as time goes on. But I would assume they're just kind of staggering this out. So Ruby and JavaScript are very, very popular. So they're going to get a lot of traction with that, I believe. And it should be interesting to see where this feature goes in the future. But anyway, that's all I really got for this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. You can send through a tweet to @CodyCatchUp on Twitter. Send through an email to codycatchup@gmail.com or leave a comment on codycatchup.com for this episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. And if you're enjoying the podcast, give it a like and a subscribe. That would be awesome. If you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, please do check it out. You can go to youtube.codycatchup.com or I think you can go to youtube.com/codycatchup. You can find the channel there where I'm doing videos and putting the podcast on as well. And if you just want the podcast itself on like a podcatcher, you can find it on iTunes or other syndicated podcast networks. But other than that, we'll catch you next episode.